Welcome, and you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5 Bella Vista in Round Mountain. I am Mercedes Lane, a senior at Birney Junior Senior High School. Once a month, a group of Birney High School leadership students will be updating the community on events happening in town, coordinated or hosted by Birney Junior Senior High School and community, as well as offering a series of segments from the students. Our first segment is the review of Agua Prieta Mexico trip. About 2 weeks ago, on Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, Birney and Fall River Interact clubs came together and also teamed up with Colorado Interact to work with the Rotary members of Agua Prieta, Mexico. I was fortunate enough to go on this trip, and I have to say it was a life-changing experience. On the first day of the trip, we got to paint a Rotary logo on the border wall. This was a fun experience because it was the first day we got to meet the Interact members of Colorado and the Rotarians of Agua Prieta. We also went to the park in the community and handed out oranges to the little kids and adults that were there. The Rotarians went to the park every Saturday and handed out food. The second day of the trip was full of exciting events. Our Interact headed to the local fire station. While we were at the fire station, we got to plant trees with the community members and also got to paint a local playground. This was one of my favorite parts of the trip because we got to place our handprints on the slide and also got to meet some of the children from around the area. The third day of the trip was my favorite day. This was the day where we got to go to the orphanage, senior center, and special ed school. This day was one of the most heartwarming days, and I got to meet a lot of children, and one in particular I got to bond with was at the special ed school. This girl I had met was deaf, and she had clung to me. We handed out soccer balls, crayons, coloring books, and socks to all the children in the orphanage and at the special ed school. It was a great experience to see the smiles on their faces. All in all, with this experience, I recommend it to anyone thinking about traveling to another country to help out the less fortunate and take this project on. I left Agua Prieta with new friends, new bonds, and memories that will last a lifetime. This was a life-changing experience, and I'm so blessed to be able to say that I got to go on this trip. Up next, we have our segment, interviewing current seniors on their senior project. Today, Elias Early will be interviewing Fabian Jimenez on his senior project to introduce the senior projects to the community. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Mercedes. I'm a senior at Birney High School, and today I'm here with Fabian Jimenez to ask him a few questions about a senior project. Welcome, Fabian.
Thank you, Eli.
So, Fabian, what did you do for your senior project?
For my senior project, I coached a junior high track team. We attended a meet in Shingletown to compete against other middle school students. This gave the athletes a chance to apply their skills that my partner and I taught them.
Who was your partner throughout this project?
I worked with a fellow classmate, Hannah Pearson. Together, we were able to accomplish a lot in teaching these students. We each had 3 years of experience in track in different events, so there was a variety of skills we can teach them.
What was your favorite part about this project?
It was great seeing the junior high students develop a love for this sport, just as I did my freshman year.
That's awesome. How many hours did it take you to complete this project?
It took 47 hours to complete.
Would you consider coaching further down the road?
Maybe, but if I don't, I really enjoyed the opportunity I had coaching the junior high track team.
What advice would you give to juniors starting their project?
I would tell them to finish the project their junior year so it's done and you don't have to worry about it their senior year. That way you can focus on the research papers and schoolwork.
Thank you, Fabian. That sounds like an amazing project. Back to you, Mercedes.
Thank you, Eli, and thank you, Fabian. That does sound like an amazing project. Every month, we like to ask our principal his favorite song. So to continue principal's choice, we will be playing One Foot by Walk the Moon.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? Then you're the queen of nothing at all. Well, I remember the fight and I forget the pain. I got my hand in your pocket and my key in your chain. Am I the king of nothing at all? Then you're the queen of nothing at all. Oh,
foot in front of the other.
If you are just tuning in, that was One Foot by Walk the Moon. Our third segment will be with Blaine Marks talking about sports. Welcome, Blaine.
Thanks, Mercedes. Hello, everybody. Today I'm going to talk about sports. 2 weeks ago, our school had a winter carnival week, and believe me, it was really fun. There were tons of dress-up days and sports-related events. We had a rally, which had a lot of Olympic sports games such as hurdling, basketball, and relay races. A lot of people had a great time. Today, boys and girls basketball have a game versus Mercy at Mercy High School in Red Bluff, California. The boys and girls will be leaving at 12 o'clock. Boys basketball's record are 1-3 in league games, and the girls are also 1-3 as well. After their game in Mercy, they will have a bye on Friday. They are starting fairly well, and I think we should give them a pat on the back and wish them some good luck. Wrestling is one of our newest sports and has been brought back after being out of commission for a while. They have a tournament on not this weekend, but the next weekend at Chester. I believe this week is their bye as well as basketball. It is now being coached by one of Bernie's old coaches named Coach Weber. I would like to give Coach Weber props for bringing it back, and I would like to wish them luck. These past couple of weeks have been good for Bernie High School in terms of sports and other fun activities. I hope that they continue to flourish. Oh, back to you, Mercedes.
Part of our Raider Radio show will be providing music that is popular among the students of Bernie Junior Senior High School. Our first song will be Meant to Be by BB Rexha and Florida Georgia Line.
Greatest.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick
Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride. Come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride with me, ride with me. Maybe if it's meant to be. Maybe we do.
Maybe we don't.
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. But if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Sing it, baby.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Let's go.
So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
If it's meant to be,
it'll be,
it'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
If it's meant to be,
that was Meant to Be by BB Rexha and Florida Georgia Line. If you are just tuning in, I am Mercedes Lane, and you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5 Bella Vista and Round Mountain. Next, we have Cassandra Taylor talking about the spring musical. Welcome, Cassandra.
Thank you, Mercedes. Hi, it's Cassandra Taylor back for another segment of Raider Radio. This time, we will discuss the upcoming spring musical. The time and date are still unknown, but the musical will be Princess What's-Her-Name by Brian D. Taylor. The play begins in the Misty Forest. A young girl awakens with no knowledge of where she comes from, how she got to the forest, and even her own name. She sets out on a journey to discover her identity. Along the way, she meets many fairy tale characters. With help, she finds her true identity as a princess. Of course, like all good fairy tales, there's always a prince. He's searching tirelessly for his princess. Along the way, he always ends up saving the wrong princess. In an interview with Everett Montoya Barrera, who is a cast member, I asked what we should expect when watching this play. He replied, "You should expect a musical filled with mystery that will keep you on your toes, along with many exciting songs." When I asked Jill Reed, the director of the musical, the same question, she responded, "You should expect a musical filled with singing and many hilarious jokes. So everyone should come out to the Liz Polly Center to support the students while they perform for you." Back to you, Mercedes.
Thank you, Cassandra. While we like to play our current songs, we also like to share some of our favorite older songs. So to continue the segment, Goodies But Oldies, we will be playing "Where's the Love" by the Black Eyed Peas.
Big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? One world, one world.
We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
And something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the good world, world. Yeah. We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5 FM. That was "Where's the Love" by the Black Eyed Peas. Up next, we have Grace Perkins talking about student achievements. Welcome, Gracie.
Thank you, Mercedes. During the month of January, two speech contest awards were held. On January 13th at the VFW Hall, winners of the Patriot's Pen and Voice of Democracy speech were awarded for their efforts in the contest at a spectacular dinner provided by the veterans. The Patriot's Pen subject was America's Gift to My Generation. Third place went to 7th grader Brianna Moss, 2nd place was 8th grader Madison Veerwell, and 1st place was 8th grader Jason Wheeler. The Voice of Democracy participants were to speak on the topic, American History, Our Hope for the Future. There is a tie for 3rd place by senior Devin Murray and senior Chelsea Davis. 2nd place went to sophomore Paris Seaton Geisler, and 1st place went to senior Grace Perkins. Since there were so many applicants for the Voice of Democracy speech, two students were sent on to the next level this year. Paris and Grace. Paris went on to win at the district level. A second speech contest was hosted by the Rotary Club on January 21st. The participants were to talk about anything they wanted and test it to what is called the four-way test. The four-way test is a list of questions aimed to have the writers explore their topic deeper. The questions consist of, is it a truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? And is it beneficial to all concerned? Third place was awarded to senior Eli Early, second place went to senior Devin Murray, and senior James Chapman took the first place title. The victors will be honored at a dinner on February 18th for their success. A third speech contest is being hosted by the Lions Club as well. Participants are to discuss the thesis, what role does integrity and civility play in today's society? So best of luck to all those who are planning to participate, and congratulations to all the winners. On January 18th, both December and January Students of the Month were awarded at the Lions Club dinner. Senior Eli Early and 8th grader Drew Davies were the December Students of the Month, and senior Grace Perkins and 8th grader Maggie Martin were the January Students of the Month. A huge thanks to the Lion Club for hosting the dinner and always being supportive of the high school. Back to you, Mercedes.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you for tuning in to Raider Radio on KKRN 88.5, produced by Burney High School student and KKRN. We will air the first Wednesday of every month. KKRN is supported by listeners like you and brought to you by and for the community. If you enjoy KKRN's programs like Raider Radio, you can become a listener supporter by going to the website kkrn.org and clicking the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California. If you would like more information on KKRN Community Radio, you can call 530-337-1101 and like KKRN on Facebook. Talk Nation will begin at this time slot next Wednesday and every other Wednesdays of the month until the first Wednesday of March. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio, presented by the students and staff of Burney High School. Thank you to KKRN for having us. Remember to tune into our next show on March 7th. Up next, we have Warriors by Imagine Dragon.
As a child, you would wait and watch from far away, but you always knew that you'd be the one to work while they all play. And you'd lay awake at night and scheme of all the things that you would change, but it was just a dream. Your spirit never dies. Farewell, I've gone to take my throne above. But don't weep for me, 'cause this will be the